Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Movie Addict Headquarters with your host, Betty Jo Tucker, author of Confessions of a Movie Addict, right here at www.blogtalkradio.com.
Total. I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore. That's right, Dorothy. This is Movie Addict Headquarters. You don't have to be a movie addict to visit here, but if you are one, it's definitely the place for you. I'm your host, Betty Jo Tucker, and I'm still suffering from an Oscars hangover, so I'm especially happy that Nikki Starr, my producer extraordinaire, is here to help with the show. Nikki, did you get to watch any of the Academy Awards Sunday night?
Yes, I did, and I saw a few repeats as well.
Well, I absolutely sat through the whole thing. Of course, being a movie addict, you wouldn't expect anything less of me,
really,
would you? And you know, there were some pleasant surprises and a couple of big disappointments. I just absolutely cheered when I heard Tilda Swinton's name called as Best Supporting Actress, because I thought she had no chance at all to win that. But I was so happy that she did, because I thought she was the best of the bunch, and mm-hmm. I expected either Ruby Dee or Kate Blanchett to win. And by the way, did you love Jon Stewart's jokes about Kate Blanchett?
He was so funny. And a great choice.
I loved it when he said how she could play anything, how she's just like mm-hmm. a chameleon. And then he ended it by saying, in fact, Kate Blanchett is playing me right now. I thought he did a really, really
good
job.
That's good. He did a good job.
He did a good job. And, well, of course.
The Coen Brother Knot.
I know it was. But it wasn't an Alan Menken night. No. And I wanted him to win for one of those three delightful songs from Enchanted. But, of course, that song that won was beautiful, so we can't complain too much about it. And my other big disappointment was that Juno only won one award for screenplay. I would like to have seen it get more.
You must have been pleased, though, about the animated feature film, right?
Yes. Now, what about your Transformers? Did it win anything?
No.
Oh, my condolences.
I know. All right. At least it was there now. Come on.
I know. Well, anyway, I got that off my chest.
Good.
I've been waiting to kind of give people my 2 cents worth on that. But now it's my great pleasure to introduce our special guest. We're very fortunate to have the beautiful and talented Ivana Milicevich on our show today. Ivana was one of the three Bond girls in Casino Royale, Nikki, and she's now starring with, of all people, Larry the Cable Guy in Witless Protection, which I saw over the weekend. It's a wacky comedy. Ivana is a former model, and she's also been a stand-up comedian. She made her movie debut in Jerry Maguire, and she's appeared in many, many films since then, including a couple of my all-time favorites, such as Down with Love. That was the one with Renee Zellweger and Ewan McGregor, and Love Actually. She's also appeared in Head Over Heels and The Plague. And she's been on more TV shows than I can count. She's really got a very impressive resume. Hi, Ivana. Welcome to Movie Addict Headquarters.
Hi, ladies. How are you?
We're so glad to have you here.
Yes, it's really wonderful that you could take the time out of your busy schedule to be here. You've been doing PR for this new film for the last couple of weeks, I think, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
So you've been a very, very busy lady, and that's why we did have some difficulty coordinating our schedules. But I'd like to start by asking you what you enjoyed most about making Witless Protection.
I really, really enjoyed Dan Whitney, who plays Larry the Cable Guy.
in his stand-up routines in these movies that he does, because he's have you guys ever talked to Larry?
We haven't talked to Larry, the cable guy.
He's such a lovable human being, and he's really not like his character, Larry, the cable guy. Dan Whitney is such a beautiful human being, such a wonderful family man, so and such a down-to-earth person that it just felt like I was making a movie with a friend, you know, from high school or something.
Wow.
You know, so that was really great. And also, I was really lucky to be able to, you know, play a lead in a movie where I got to basically do a movie with another funny person that ends up being a buddy picture. Because really, girls don't get to do that many buddy pictures if you think about it.
You're right about that.
Yeah, and so you kind of pick things based on opportunities that you wouldn't normally have otherwise.
Well, this was a terrific opportunity, and the thing that just stood out in this movie for me was the difference in your characters.
Right.
That made the film, because Larry the Cable Guy, of course, was Larry the Cable Guy, crude and unsophisticated.
Yes.
And here is your character, just elegant and high class, yeah. And the way the two of you interacted and then had to reach some
middle
type
ground.
Of working arrangement, it was just, you both did an excellent job. I compliment you on that.
Thank you.
What was your greatest challenge in making this film?
Probably the fact that, you know, Larry the Cable Guy's humor isn't necessarily my sense of humor. And, you know, I'm from Europe. I'm not from Nebraska or something. So I have, like, a different life to come up with. So I didn't get all of the jokes. But I totally respected and understood that there's a whole country of people who did. Who loved and adored Larry, so I put myself more in that world as opposed to trying to, you know, change it into something that I think is more my sense of humor, let's say, right? And also working with Dan, who's so sweet and really took the acting part of it seriously, but isn't an actor. So most of the movie, I'm acting with a non-actor. Luckily, he was very into, after we would be done working with one day, getting together and running lines for the second day, because his brand of comedy is one-liners.
Right.
So it's not as easy to then move into scenes and a movie structure that isn't skits if that's the way your comedy is. Do you understand?
I do. And
so, but it's not even challenging. I mean, I guess it was a challenge for us to sew it together, but only in the way that you show up and do your job, not that it was difficult or in any way unpleasant.
Well, he certainly isn't your typical leading man hero.
That's what brings
the humor into it, I think. And since you worked as a stand-up comedian, I suppose that type of work helped you prepare for this role.
Well, I love comedy. I've always loved comedy. It's really my first love. Not that I don't enjoy drama, I do, but there's something very special about comedy when all those elements come together. And that's part of the reason why I was into doing it as well, because I just wanted to get, you know, pretty girls. They don't usually look for Bond girls to be in comedies.
No.
The two don't usually go together. So, again, you look for things where you can be stretched in one direction. Like, no one's going to win an Oscar for this movie next year, but...
Oh! Big news!
But it does stretch the people involved in ways they don't normally get to stretch. Like Joe Mantegna, for instance. You never see him doing that kind of stuff.
I didn't even know it was him.
It's him in the funeral parlor scene.
I know. And Peter Stormare, I mean, that's this guy that was the villain in Fargo and is associated with the wood chipper, and he's doing this comic role at Eric Roberts.
Exactly.
There were some things in this movie that were totally surprising. So well, we should talk. You mentioned the Bond girls, and your fans would really be upset with me if I didn't ask you, how did you become one of the Bond girls in Casino Royale, and what was it like to work with Daniel Craig? Talk about a different type of leading man with Daniel Craig.
Exactly. It was really amazing. I just auditioned like everybody else, and when they were putting the cast together, I think that they just really, in the script, even though in the movie the way it ended up, it didn't talk about it in the script, it said that this girl, Valenka, who I played, was Croatian. So
yes,
they were very keen on hiring a real Croatian person, and they cut my hair, made me very blonde. It was amazing working with Daniel Craig, and it was also very interesting because I was doing the very first Bond movie with Daniel, and this is the time that he was still, you know, the internet sites were not loving him.
No, and I was one of them who said, Daniel Craig as James Bond, forget about it. But boy, did he make
a
believer out of me.
Yes,
he changed your mind as he did everyone, wasn't he?
Oh, he nailed it. He definitely nailed it.
He's amazing. He's and the thing that people don't really know, I think, or they forget, is that Bond in Ian Fleming's original novels, he was blonde-haired and blue-eyed.
I did not know that.
Yes, and so really the departure was the other Bonds they hired, not really hiring Daniel Craig was a return to the original, the way that it was envisioned.
Well, we had
it was interesting.
We had our picture of what James Bond should be, and it wasn't
exactly
the right one,
over
and along comes Daniel Craig.
Yeah,
and sets us straight.
Not, which is very interesting because there I was on set looking at him, acting every day, and I thought, oh, this is absolutely going to work.
Mm.
Absolutely. And just it was cool when the movie did finally come out to see him embrace so much. But interestingly enough, when people were not into Daniel Craig playing Bond, I think that he became such an underdog that it almost became cool to be like, no, he's awesome. You know, there was like some sort of tipping point along the way. And obviously, he's such an incredible actor. He's probably the best actor that they've ever had playing Bond.
Well, he certainly has proven that in doing so many
other movies.
different kinds of roles. Well, it's just a treat to hear you talk like that about Daniel Craig. We feel kind of like we're insiders now. And
uh-huh.
I, you know, we have a caller that's been holding for the longest time.
Would you like
with
me
this
to get that?
With this technology, listeners can call in. Would it be okay to take this call now?
Of course.
All right. Let's see. Hello, area code 416. You're at Movie Addict headquarters.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello, hi.
Who is calling?
Oh, this is Stephanie calling.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi,
did you have a question for Ivana?
Ivana, you're special. I love
Thank
you. You're so great. You have such a great heart, and it comes through
you.
In your acting, you know, in your face. You glow. That is a great picture you got there.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much.
When's your birthday, if you don't mind me asking?
My birthday is April 26th. I'm a Taurus.
Oh, my God, another one. Yeah, that's
oh, yeah?
why you're a star.
So you think Ivana has a lot more wonderful performances
in store
for us.
Right. You know why? Because she's one of the only stars that works from the soul. You know, she feels it and she becomes her character. Not she doesn't act it out. You know what? And I see that. You just like the way you speak. And, you know, you're so appreciative of what people say. And you get really into, you know, and listening and responding correctly. You know, you're very articulate. You speak clearly. You know, you're beautiful. My God, you have a major future ahead of you, honey.
Oh, thank you so much, Stephanie. This made my day.
Stephanie.
You're special. Hey, you want to come to Toronto? Be my friend? I have my own show, too.
Oh, you do?
You can be one of my guest stars.
I'm in Toronto.
Excuse me?
I tell you what, Stephanie, if I'm ever in Toronto, I'll absolutely...
I'll get her information.
You know what? You're going to be here before you know it, okay, girl? Because you need to be here hanging out with me. We are going to have the best time.
Stephanie,
you deserve it. You have a great heart. It's like I know you.
Stephanie,
thank
would
you
tell our listeners about your show or where they can listen to your show?
It's, let me see, www.talk. Oh, yeah, you got to demand to see where, you know, the last show was. No, actually, you know what? I don't think you're ready for it.
Okay. Well, Stephanie, thank you so much for calling, and we're going to go ahead and continue with the interview, but bless you for calling in. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Isn't that a wonderful fan to have?
That was amazing. I just love
the things that she said. And we were talking a little bit about your impressive resume, because you've certainly done other things besides Casino Royale and Witless Protection. What are some of your other favorite films that you've been in, and maybe some of your favorite TV shows?
One of my favorite movies that I shot was a movie with Freddie Prinze Jr. and Monica Potter called Head Over Heels.
Yeah.
It was one of the first movies I had done, and we had shot it in Vancouver in the summertime. And it was so much fun because it was basically like camp. Me and five other girls and Freddie. And there we were. Basically, it was like camp. Like, we could not believe that we were getting paid for this. And Vancouver is so beautiful in the summertime. We stayed in these beautiful places, like little apartments. We were in our early 20s, the girls and I, and we all had the same days off because we were sort of a unit together. And it's this movie, kind of like an homage to Rear Window.
Yes, I remember.
That movie was so much fun to make. And Mark Waters, who's gone on to direct some really great movies, including Spiderwick Chronicles, which is out right now, and Mean Girls.
Oh, and which we, Nikki and I love.
Love.
He's amazing, and he directed that movie. And I love him, and I still work with him sometimes, and he's just great. And the whole experience was so beautiful. See, a lot of it is about the experiences, and then the overall experience, as opposed to just, oh, my goodness, that was so amazing. Yeah, it was such an amazing acting experience. That had both, actually.
And what about television work? You've been in Buffy.
Ugly Betty.
Are they part in what?
Television shows. I know you've been in several television shows. Is there one or two that you would like to mention?
I think one of my favorites is probably the series I had done on HBO called The Mind of the Married Man.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
It was very cutting edge. It's not for everybody, because it really was a show that talked about what was on a man's mind,
mm-hmm.
which is...
It's HBO, after
women.
All.
Yeah, exactly, HBO. But it was a very good show for me, because I sort of got to play this up-and-coming journalist at a newspaper, as well as the fantasy on men's minds, which is what was on the mind of the married man. Get it? And it was important when it came out, because it was a time where there was a lot of political correctness in television, and men weren't allowed in some ways to be men. Like, we women didn't want to know that, yes, men like to look at other women. I mean, not that we want them to be with other women, but yes, they still like to do that. And this show said, yes, we still do, and it let them do it, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I wonder if it's out on DVD.
You got to see it, Betty Jo.
I wonder if it's out on DVD.
Everyone doesn't love it, and it's interesting. Some women can't stand it, and then some women think it's amazing.
That is amazing.
So it's very split, and I know that the first season, you should be able to get the first season on, I think, Amazon.com.
Great.
The Mind of the Married Man, it's called.
We will definitely.
You were Missy, right?
Pardon?
Were you Missy?
I was Missy, yeah.
That's what I see. It's great, Betty Jo. You're going to love it.
Okay. Yep. You've seen it. Good. What do you have coming up in movies the next few months, Ivana?
Well, there's a movie. Well, you know, we suffered a strike, as you all may
have heard. So glad it's over.
Yeah, so glad it's over. And I was in the middle of doing a show for HBO, again, another one, starring the incredible and wonderful Lily Tomlin.
Wow.
And it's set in Dallas, Texas, a real estate family. She is a matriarch, and it's really hilarious. But now with the strike, I'm not entirely sure what's going on with it, but because of the strike, it might actually move to a different network.
Mm. I see.
So we'll keep you posted.
Oh, please do, because
that.
You and Lily Tomlin together, that definitely would draw us in. Well, aren't you appearing with Val Kilmer in something that's coming up?
That's such a funny, I always forget that I did that movie because all of my scenes were shot in one day.
Oh, no.
and everything, I play Val's girlfriend, and he's away from me, so everything was shot in one day, me in the apartment on the phone with him.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, first of all, the movie all takes place in one day.
It takes, and it's a thriller. It's a thriller.
Yeah, exactly. But all of my coverage, so I keep forgetting that I did all that because I think they're going the festival route with it. It's called Columbus Day, and it's about all these shenanigans and like a heist thing gone wrong, as Val Kilmer tries to get out of town. Which is a terrible pitch I just gave about this movie, but I almost forgot I was even in it.
Well, I'm glad I brought it up and reminded you about it.
Thank you, Betty.
Now, Bill Pullman also is a co-star in something coming up.
Yes, in this movie secretly about Philip K. Dick called Your Name Here. The names have been changed, but it's very reminiscent of Philip K. Dick, who is the author, the writer of movies like books like Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep, which became Blade Runner.
Yes, he's a great sci-fi writer.
Right. He's amazing. He's amazing, and he had this like really crazy life. And this is a tiny movie we made for no money that I really love because I just am really interested in Philip K. Dick and Matthew Wilder, who wrote and directed it, is just so, so good.
Well, we'll certainly watch for Your Name Here and Columbus Day, and hope you keep us posted with any of your other projects. Now, this may sound like a far-fetched question, Ivana, but you're going to be in this business for quite a while, I'm sure. So imagine that you had the opportunity to star in a remake of a classic Hollywood film that you could pick. What movie would you choose, and what role would you like to play?
Off the top of my head, what comes up to me is Breakfast at Tiffany's and How We Go Lightly. Just off the top of my head. I'm sure when I get off the phone with you guys, off the radio, I'll come up with 10 more. But I do love the free-spirited How We Go Lightly.
With Audrey Hepburn. You are daring and courageous to take on the Audrey Hepburn role. I think you could do it.
I think so, too.
But, you know, I have
a very different type of Holly Golightly, I suppose, because I'm so much bigger. Like, she's so dainty and sweet in a ballerina, and I'm like a, you know, tall Eastern European strong like bull person, you know.
It would be a little different interpretation, but I'm sure you could do it.
There's only one Audrey. I couldn't do it the same way, that's for sure.
No, you wouldn't imitate her. But you, with your beauty and your flair for comedy, I was hoping you might, of course you're too young really to know about these movies, but there was a movie star named Carol Lombard back in the 30s and 40s that there are two movies that I just, when I was watching Witless Protection, I thought about you in these two Carol Lombard movies. It was My Man Godfrey and Nothing But the Truth with Frederick March. So take a look at those two movies.
I will take a look at those because, hey, who knows, maybe we can remake them.
Yes, exactly. And you have that same, you know, sort of the Carol Lombard quality that comes through, in especially in Witless Protection, because
thank
we got
you
to see you in so many, many scenes. Ivana, we probably should ask Nikki if there's anything in the chat room that's come up that people want to know about, because the time is just going by so fast.
Well, there are
when
a couple
you're
questions
having fun.
We are having fun, and I just have to say really quick right away, I since I did the artwork for your feature and I did some research, you are just not like I expected. Even I've seen several of your things, but you are just charming and funny and just so kind. I just am glad to have you here. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I do have a few. We actually have a listener from Scotland. His name is Luke.
Oh.
And he has two questions. He was holding, but he had to go. It's bedtime, and he's in Scotland, so, you know, it's late. But he wanted to know what it was like poisoning Daniel Craig and what it was like. Yep, and what it was like nearly having your arm cut off.
The poisoning Daniel Craig was kind of interesting because, in a way, I'm the only Bond girl in history who has ever succeeded in killing him. Granted, he was brought back to life by the beautiful Ava Green, but I did kill him for a minute, and I don't know. I guess that's kind of cool.
It's awesome.
What a distinction. That's quite.
And then having my arm chewed off, well, I will say I was very hoarse because I really wanted to make that believable and really horrific. In Bond movies, you're actually not allowed to hurt women. So unless something changes, there will never be a Bond movie where a woman's arm actually gets cut off.
Well, that's good. Right?
I mean, not that you don't. I mean, I got killed in the end, but you didn't see it. But they're not. They don't show that. They don't show women being tortured.
I approve. I definitely approve of that. What's the most important thing you'd like people to know about you and your work, Ivana? We've got about 3 minutes remaining, and I always like to ask the people that come on the show that question.
Well, I guess I'd like people to know that I identify not so much as an actress. I try to be a human being. You know, I try to be like a real person. And also, because I play so many parts that are really strong women that, you know, will eat your husband for breakfast, I want the women out there to know that I'm nothing at all like that, and I'm not interested in any of their husbands or boyfriends.
Well said, and we are so glad that you mentioned that, because we probably would be worried. And we are running out of time now. I'm just so delighted that you took time out of your busy schedule to be with us, Ivana. And I want
to
thank you for being such a wonderful guest.
Thank you so much for giving me your airtime.
Well,
you're just great. You're just a doll. Thank you.
Right. We come back again, and the next time you have a film that you'd like to talk about, and we'll welcome you with open arms.
Thank you so much, Betty Jo and Nikki.
You're welcome. This is Betty Jo Tucker giving a big shout-out to all the folks at Blog Talk Radio for their support in connection to this show. Special thanks again to Ivana for joining us today and to Nikki for everything she does to make the show happen. And thanks to everyone who listened live or called in or listened to the archives or participated in the chat. And remember, dear listeners, don't let your life become like a horror movie as a result of identity theft, which is the fastest growing crime in America. Protect yourself by checking out the important services at www.lifelock.com. That's LIFELOCK.com. When you sign up for these services, be sure to use our code and receive a 10% discount. That code is REALTALK, REELTALK, and it's all one word. Please come back next time for another lively discussion about movies. And in the meantime, go to REALTALKReviews.com. That's REELTALK, REALTALKReviews.com, to read our film reviews. And Nikki, I keep forgetting that people who would like a free book about George Clooney, called George Clooney, the Last Great Movie Star, should email NikkiStar@blogtalkradio.com and let her know that they're interested in that particular book, and we will make sure that we get we have a couple of copies left to give out, and it is a very entertaining book, a very revealing book, and anyone who is a movie addict and a fan of Mr. Clooney, which I'm sure there are many of, should take advantage of this offer. Now, as usual, here's the talented A.J. Daniels closing the show with a song Nikki and I dedicate to all our loyal Blog Talk Radio listeners.
love you, then you'd be forced to love me too. If you knew how much I adore you, you'd stay with me and be true.